My name is Saran Townsend, and I am the Community Partnerships Manager at the Downtown Dayton Partnership.
And I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus. Art in the City, presented by the Downtown Dayton Partnership, will take place at locations all across downtown Dayton on Saturday, August 3rd from 1 to 7 p.m.
Art in the City is very unique because it brings together arts organizations from all across Dayton. We work with you guys here at Dayton Public Radio. We also have partnerships with Dayton Live and the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance, DCDC, Dayton Ballet, Levitt Pavilion.
And what kind of fun do you get to have all day during Art in the City?
I love having the opportunity to hear everyone's creative perspectives and see what everybody brings together. My role is largely just helping to manage all the different partners that we collaborate with to bring the event to life.
Do you have anything to do with the talent, the performers that show up at various places downtown?
Yes, I am on the committee that gets to review a lot of the applications and submissions for the talent that is selected. So it's always super exciting to see people's creative take on whatever their medium is, whether it's visual art or some sort of musical or dance performance. We see all kinds of different submissions, so it leads to a really diverse slate of what people are going to see and experience.
During Art in the City, a few of us from the station are going to be in the Eichelberger Forum stage at the Dayton Library. Where do you get to be?
I definitely am hoping that I will get to do a bit of everywhere all at once. I have a feeling that's what it's going to be for me, checking in with all of our collaborators and partners and sponsors. Like I said, making sure everyone has what they need, their information. So yes, I will be running all over the place. I have no idea at this point where I'm going to be stationed, but I'm definitely going to stop by the library to see the dance stage and to hang out with you guys for a little bit.
It sounds like you're going to have to invest in a new pair of roller skates for that day.
Roller skates, a scooter, a bike. I definitely am going to have to think about my strategy.
How long does it take to put together everything for Art in the City?
I really don't know if we ever stop planning Art in the City, whether it is going out into the community and discovering new artists that we might want to feature, or working with our collaborators on big projects for the future that we might want to do at Future Art in the City. I've actually already had a conversation with Sean about ideas for next year with Dayton Public Radio and Art in the City. So it is something that we're always kind of adding to and trying to make better and rethink and get different voices in the room. So I would say we're always doing something related to Art in the City all year. I do want to mention our presenting partner, AES Ohio. They're a great collaborator with all of our Summer in the City events, so definitely want to give them a shout out. They've been great folks to work with. Like I said before, there's going to be all types of art experiences, installations, murals, musical and dance performances. We welcome about 300 local artists from Dayton, from Montgomery County, and around the region to be a part of this event. So there's all kinds of things that will be going on. There are also a ton of interactive experiences, workshops, photo booths, demonstrations, make and take craft projects. There'll be an art bazaar where you can shop local artists. So if you want to grow your art collection or if you just want to take a piece of the experience home with you, definitely check out the art bazaar. And there's a juried art show where attendees can vote on their favorite piece. So this is a complete takeover of downtown Dayton. It is going to stretch almost from Riverscape to the Oregon District. It's great for all ages. Truly, there's interactive kids projects. If you want to bring the grandparents, they can chill on the Levitt Pavilion lawn and hang out there in the family zone. So there's tons of stuff for everybody.
That's Saran Townsend from the Downtown Dayton Partnership. Art in the City is Saturday, August 3rd from 1 to 7 p.m. Get more information at downtowndayton.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.